My colorful city.
我的多彩城市.
A simple and colorful exploration of city squares, shops and parks in your city.
你所在城市的广场、商店和公园的一次简单而多彩的探索.
The city has many interesting places.
这个城市有许多有趣的地方.
There is a big square in the city center.
市中心有一个大广场.
There is a beautiful fountain in the square.
广场上有一个美丽的喷泉.
Birds play in the water of the fountain.
小鸟在喷泉的水里嬉戏.
There are many shops around.
周围有很多商店.
There is a small bookstore.
有一家小书店.
The bookstore has many books.
书店里有很多书.
There is a park nearby.
旁边有一个公园.
There are many trees in the park.
公园里有很多树.
Children play in the park.
孩子们在公园里玩耍.
There is a playground in the park.
公园里有一个游乐场.
There is a slide in the playground.
游乐场里有一个滑梯.
Children like to slide.
孩子们喜欢滑滑梯.
There is a big park on the other side of the city.
城市的另一边有一个大公园.
This big park is very quiet.
这个大公园非常安静.
There is a lake in the park.
公园里有一个湖.
People walk by the lake.
人们在湖边散步.
Cultural meeting.
文化相遇.
Introduction to cultural differences between two countries and how people communicate despite language barriers.
介绍两个国家之间的文化差异, 以及人们如何跨越语言障碍进行交流.
There is a little boy from France, and his name is Pierre.
有一个来自法国的小男孩, 他叫皮埃尔.
Pierre's family moved to Japan.
皮埃尔一家搬到了日本.
Pierre started at a new school.
皮埃尔开始在一所新学校上课.
He met a little Japanese girl named Hanako.
他遇到了一个叫花子的日本小女孩.
They could not speak each other's language.
他们都不会说对方的语言.
But they wanted to be friends.
但是他们想成为朋友.
They decided to use drawings to communicate.
他们决定使用图画交流.
Pierre drew his favorite toy car.
皮埃尔画了他最喜欢的玩具小汽车.
Hanako drew her little cat.
花子画了他的小猫.
Even without words, they understood each other.
尽管没有话语, 他们都能理解彼此的意思.
They smiled at each other.
他们互相微笑.
They became best friends.
他们成了最好的朋友.
The neighbors saw their friendship.
邻居们看到他们的友谊.
They also started to communicate with each other.
他们也开始互相交流.
This friendship had no language barrier.
这种友谊没有语言障碍.
It was the meeting of two cultures.
这是两种文化的相遇.
Fashion changes with time.
时尚随时间变化.
A story that follows fashion development from the 60s to today, including famous trends.
一个追踪从60年代到今天时尚发展的故事, 包括著名的潮流.
The 1960s were a time of mini skirts and floral patterns.
1960年代是迷你裙和花卉图案流行的时期.
In the 1970s, disco style and flared pants dominated fashion.
在1970年代, 迪斯科风格和喇叭裤主导了时尚.
The 1980s brought bright colors and bold accessories.
1980年代带来了鲜艳的颜色和大胆的配件.
Moving into the 1990s, minimalism became a trend.
移动到1990年代, 极简主义成为趋势.
The new millennium brought casual and athletic fashion.
千禧年带来了休闲和运动的时尚.
In the 2010s, street style and social media influenced trends.
在2010年代, 街头风格和社交媒体影响了潮流.
Today, eco-friendly fashion is on the rise.
如今, 环保时尚正在崛起.
Fashion has never been so diverse or global.
时尚从未如此多样化或全球化.
Even vintage styles are popular today.
即使是复古风格, 如今也大受欢迎.
Different eras have their own style impressions.
不同的年代对各自的风格有自己的印象.
Some people love vintage, fascinated by different era styles.
一些人热爱复古，不同的时代风格让他们着迷。
However, fashion is always a field of innovation.
然而，时尚永远是不断创新的领域。
Designers are always looking for new inspiration.
设计师们总是在寻找新的灵感。
Future fashion may find new breakthroughs in technology.
未来的时尚可能会在技术中找到新的突破。
Smart clothing and wearable tech will become more common.
智能衣服和可穿戴技术将会更加普遍。
Each new fashion trend is an opportunity for self-expression and creativity.
每个新的时尚潮流都是表达个性和创造力的机会。
The world of fashion keeps evolving, adapting to modern demands.
时尚世界不断进化，适应现代需求。
The bonds of family.
家族羁绊。
Exploring the challenges and joys of familial relationships in modern life.
探索现代生活中家庭关系的挑战和快乐。
Sarah is a single mother with two children.
莎拉是一位单亲妈妈，有两个孩子。
She struggles daily to balance her career and family.
她每天努力在职业和家庭之间取得平衡。
Sometimes, the demands of the children overwhelm her.
有时，孩子们的要求让她感到不堪重负。
During these times, she relies on support from friends.
在这些时刻，她依靠朋友的支持。
As the children grow older, new challenges arise.
孩子一天天长大，新的挑战出现了。
The teenage years are particularly difficult.
青少年时期尤其困难。
Communication with the children becomes crucial.
与孩子的沟通变得至关重要。
Sarah strives to listen to her children's needs and desires.
莎拉努力倾听孩子们的需求和愿望。
Despite the challenges, their family relationships are full of love.
尽管有逆境，他们的家庭关系充满了爱。
Weekends are times of bonding for them.
周末是他们关系特别紧密的时间。
They enjoy simple pleasures together, like watching movies and hiking.
他们一起享受简单的乐趣，如看电影和徒步旅行。
Despite being busy, Sarah always prioritizes family activities.
尽管忙碌，莎拉总是优先考虑家庭活动。
She believes that good family relationships are foundational to happiness.
她相信，良好的家庭关系是幸福的基础。
Spending time with family brings her joy.
与家人在一起，为她带来喜悦。
The children also learn the importance of family.
孩子们也意识到家人的重要性。
Their story reminds us of the power and resilience of family.
他们的故事提醒我们家庭的力量和韧性。
Hobbies as a lifestyle.
作为一种生活方式的爱好。
Exploring how hobbies can influence who we are and shape our social existence.
探索爱好如何影响我们是谁，以及塑造我们的社会存在。
For many, hobbies are not just a pastime.
对于许多人来说，爱好不仅仅是一种消遣。
They become an integral part of their identity.
他们成为其身份的重要部分。
Research shows that engaging in one's hobbies can increase well-being.
研究表明，从事自己的爱好可以提高幸福感。
Hobbies can also help people become more creative in other areas.
爱好还可以帮助人们在其他方面变得更有创造力。
They also foster social connections when enthusiasts share their passions.
当爱好者交流他们的激情时，他们也能促进社会联系。
Traditionally, hobbies were considered separate from careers.
在传统上，爱好是被认为是与职业分开的。
Now, more people are turning their hobbies into professions.
现在，越来越多的人正在将爱好变成职业。
This shift offers more personal fulfillment.
这个转变提供了更多的个人满足感。
However, it also brings challenges like balancing work and leisure.
然而，它也带来了一些挑战，例如保持工作与休闲间的平衡。
For this reason, many choose to keep their hobbies as a leisure activity.
出于这个原因，许多人仍然选择将爱好保留为一种业余活动。
Regardless, hobbies hold an important place in our lives.
无论如何，爱好在我们的生活中都占有重要位置。
They are a means for self-expression and stress relief.
他们是自我表达和消除压力的途径。
Enthusiasts experience a deep satisfaction that money cannot buy.
爱好者体验到一种深深的满足感，这是金钱买不到的。
This experience revitalizes people.
这种体验让人们重新焕发活力。
Hobbies are a unique way to reflect our values.
爱好是一种反映我们价值观的独特方式。
Through our hobbies, we exhibit our interests and personalities.
通过我们的爱好，我们展示了我们的兴趣和个性。
No matter how fast the world changes, the core power of hobbies remains.
无论世界的变化速度有多快，爱好的核心力量仍然存在。
In the wilderness,
在旷野中，
a detailed narrative about the relationship between humans and animals within diverse ecosystems.
关于人类与动物在不同生态系统中关系的详细叙述。